How's your new podcast going?
Oh, Kyle, you know, first I need some intro music. Asher Brothers Podcast theme.
One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both ass.
Only there out of, I don't know, some semantics or, like, rules, tradition. We don't really play the whole thing anymore. I started a new podcast.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going good. We just finished recording the third episode today. No, yesterday. And I edited it yesterday. But today I went to the movie theater for homework for the next episode, which I honestly don't mind talking about on here because I think that's cross-promotional, you know? That's how you make it in this Twitter game and Soshmi.
And this is our last Asher Brothers podcast for a while, right?
Yeah, we're preparing for something. There's rumblings of a great idea that we're gonna spring on you guys. Should we announce exactly what it is or no?
It's not really rumblings. I thought we had just announced it.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's happening.
I thought it was a guarantee. This was the last one.
This is the last real one?
Yeah, like this is the last OG one. Mm-hmm. And then the new one's going to start for like, it's about like 400 episodes, right?
It's 200 and like 80 something.
Okay, so I was way off. So like 300 episodes of NYPD Blue?
Oh yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Because Kyle, I mean, I don't want to get their boners going, but we're watching all of NYPD Blue, and I'm playing the theme song right now to get everybody pumped for NYPD Blue. No,
well, the thing is I'm going to probably watch it all again for the third time. So this will be my first time.
Also, I already have loaded. You can't hear it, but if you listen to the episode when it comes out, you will. The sound effects. Mm-hmm. I already got Detective Kelly's.
Previously on NYPD Blue.
Previously on NYPD Blue. I just played it.
Oh, nice. So, okay, and then we'll have to do Fancies.
Fancy and we'll Sipowicz. So, right now, I should do the full intro. Right now I'm doing, like, a full podcast with, like, segments, and, like, it's serious, over with two dudes.
Yeah, something we never figured out.
I told them when we were working on it, I was like, I feel like if I say, hey, every episode I go, hey, if you want to listen to me on Asher Brothers Podcast, you can, they'll just be disappointed, because it's nothing like that show. Like, because then I started listening to our old episodes while we were editing the episodes for this. And the format of our episode is bring up topic, give honest opinions. Most of them are dark. Then you make fun of me just to get me annoyed because that's funny. Then sometimes we get mad at each other. Sometimes we don't. And then and the podcast kind of meanders. With this other one, it's more like segments and and this Blue Balls.
Yeah, that's what Blue Balls is gonna be about.
And we talked about how we're not professional. Like, most professional people would make another podcast and have that be called Blue Balls, but I don't know how to. I also don't want to spend for like a Squarespace website to make another podcast. I also don't know if that means, like, I would get off of Mike's, because technically he hosts all of our stuff.
Does Mike still do podcasts?
I've been to his site recently, Clements Media. I don't think it's a lot of YouTube videos and, like, sermon stuff and kinetic typography. Wow, it's called kinetic typography, ladies and gentlemen. I just decided to fuck
this. Maybe we can see if we can change the name of it, but still stay on his thing. I don't know.
Well, because I've noticed with the new show that I'm doing, which I haven't plugged yet because I'm a man of principle.
Yeah, you have to plug it at the end.
But we run that on Squarespace, and it's really easy to host it. The one thing that is not as cool is I'm not able to see how the downloads are going. Like, right now, I could go to our website and know that our most popular episode is episode 4, Avril Lavigne plus Nickelback equals HEPA filter. And the reason it's so high is just because we have Avril Lavigne and Nickelback in the title. But it has like funny. It has like 4,000 downloads individually, and this is like the third time it's been reposted, so I think it's probably in more. But like there, we can't see. We don't know exactly how it's doing. I think we could. We just don't know how yet. But I think what we'll do is just keep doing it, Asher Brothers Podcast. But it's just the titles are Blue Balls and then the episode title. We could start that podcast thing, and you know, we might get picked up by like Nerdist or Geek and Sundry. Then, you know, start our career as writers, become directors. We could do that, or we could just be like DIY and punk rock and just do it our way because we don't know how it works. Yeah.
Or I was just gonna say, or we'll just be what was I gonna say? Or we'll just be like, whatever we end up doing on our lives, we'll be those guys who just know a lot about NYPD Blue.
Exactly.
That's what I just feel like it's gonna be. Like, one day we'll be like 50 and we'll be doing something, and someone will be like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? And whether it's like in a form of like TV media or anything, we'll be like, oh, well, I did a podcast about every single NYPD Blue episode.
And before that, I had 100 plus episodes of nothing.
Well, I just talk shit about everybody.
But yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be the next one. Maybe we'll have a regular one before. Well, no, because I want to get started before your birthday. I got to finish up those NYPD Blues.
So you know what? Are you still not done?
I have like a whole season and like 5 episodes to do.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
But I could do
Kirk,
it.
I've already watched the first 2 seasons since you said we were going to do this. I'm done with the first 2 seasons. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is your problem?
Kyle, I'm also watching a movie for every day this year.
You started these endeavors, not me. That's not my fucking you
can't,
problem.
Well, you can't be expecting that. And I also watched Always Sunny. I had to watch season 10 of that. Which is
that was pretty funny.
I've watched all these movies. I have this other podcast that has all these restrictions. No, it doesn't. It has all this homework.
The Wade Boggs one's pretty good. The first episode when they're on the plane trying to break Wade Boggs' record.
I will say this: if you're a fan of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, there's nothing like watching that show, and then it starts doing the first episode of the first season. Because you're like, this is where that show came from, and it's so, like, it's so bare bones, and there's nothing happening. And these characters aren't monsters yet, before we find out Mac's gay, and before we find out that,
Mac's gay? Oh, Mac being gay is awesome.
And before we find out that Charlie's just crazy. Like, at first we think maybe he's just a creepy guy, but no, it's like, he's actually insane and dumb. And then Dee, and we find out she's more manipulative. It's insane.
That's really good.
The thing I wanted to talk to you about, not the new podcast that I haven't mentioned it, exactly what it is yet, and the NYPD Blue thing. I wanted to talk to you because you finally saw the new Star Wars.
Yes.
It's also been enough time that I don't give a shit if we spoil it on the internet. No one's going to kill us now.
Well, some things had been spoiled before I saw it.
Like, yeah.
I read something on Reddit. I didn't mean to. But the headline was like, what did... The headline was like, Mark Hamill's a badass. And I was like, oh, what is this about? Because I think Mark Hamill's the shit. Like, so I
just like, personally?
Just putting that out there. Like, out of all of the Star Wars characters, I think Mark Hamill... is the coolest dude in the world.
Okay.
And the reason is because I went and saw a live read, this thing where like they take movies and they bring in different actors, and so I went and saw Empire Strikes Back, and they had J.K. Simmons do Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
They had Rainn Wilson do Chewbacca, which was awesome. He just made Chewbacca noises. And then for the Emperor and other random voices, like, the last person they brought out was Mark Hamill. And the place went nuts. And Mark Hamill, like, fucking... I talked about it before, I think. But Mark Hamill basically, like, was a showman the whole night.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he did... Like, he went for it. He loved it. Like, I think out of everyone who is from that trilogy, the original three...
The Orig Tridge.
he is the one who embraces it and loves it the most, and is something that he's not, like, ashamed of. He's not Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like, I'm too cool for this shit. He is, oh, I love this, and I will do it until I die, because this shit is awesome, the fans are awesome, and I'm awesome. But anyways, so I clicked on it, and it was like, it was a Twitter question, and it said, what did you think when you read the new Star Wars script and Luke Skywalker doesn't speak? And his response, all he wrote was, speechless. and then I read that and I was like, oh, so he doesn't talk. Little did I know, he only makes a cameo at the end.
Yeah.
But that, you know, but yeah. So there were some things that, like, I had seen that got ruined, but not a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of it I wasn't expecting.
You didn't know about Han Solo.
Huh?
You didn't know about Han Solo at the end.
No. I read Conan O'Brien fucking... He pissed me off because on Facebook, his something... he had, like, he always puts up, like, a meme of him and then, like, a monologue joke. And one of the monologue jokes mentioned that Han Solo gets killed. Spoiler alert. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, no, that's not true. Like, yeah, that's not true. Whatever.
Of course it is.
And then I, like, and then in the scene in the movie when I was like, oh, this, oh, it is true, because you can kind of tell it's about to happen here. So some things were spoiled, some things I didn't necessarily believe, but not a whole lot was spoiled. So
I will say about the Harrison Ford thing, because when this movie was announced and then they announced that Harrison Ford was in it for sure, I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. That's the first thing I said out loud. And I when I told some friends that, I said, yeah, he's probably going to die in this. They all said, why? And I said, Harrison Ford doesn't like Star Wars. And he said, he told George Lucas and the guy who wrote Empire and Return, he said, either kill my character or, like, put him to sleep. I don't want to do this anymore. And they begged him to come back. And then all of a sudden he's in this reboot / sequel. And I was like, oh, they told him, you know what, Harrison? That's cool. How about we give you the biggest paycheck of the production and it's only one movie?
Which, when you told me he got the biggest paycheck of the production, was ridiculous. Because he was half-assed through the whole thing.
I thought he did okay, to be honest.
The only thing that makes him cool is Chewbacca. Like, let's be real. Like, if he didn't have that sidekick, he'd be boring as fuck. In that movie.
Like,
it was cool to see him and Chewie interacting and having that, like...
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, quips and stuff. But, like, I don't know. Like,
it's,
I thought...
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, I was thinking, like, they gave him a big budget, but then they sat him down and they said, well, you're gonna have to, like, try. And that's why he broke his ankle on set. And that's why he's in it, like, the entire time. And he's, like, the second hero. Because they're like, we're making this your movie, and then you're out. Like, so commit to it. Because people are going to be in the theaters to see you. If you fuck this up, like, we're still Disney. Like, we can end shit for you pretty quick. I think Disney is that underhanded.
I didn't know he broke his ankle.
Yeah, he broke his ankle on that production. And I think, well, you brought up Chewbacca. I think Chewbacca is the best thing to see in this movie from the original trilogy. Because Harrison Ford, he's I feel like he was Han, but he's also old. He is very old. So he can't be young hotshot Han. He's got to be, like, I'm midlife crisis Han, and my son is a Sith.
Yeah, but the things that bugged me was that I felt like the writing forced, like, they were forcing him to try to be young hotshot Han.
Yeah, they did a little bit.
And that bugged me a lot, because it was like, this just seems forced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop. Like, J.J. Abrams does that, I feel like, in his reboots. Like, I compare it to the first Star Trek that he did.
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie better. I like that movie more than the Star Wars movie.
Okay,
the Star Trek one.
I disagree, I think.
But there were things in the Star Wars trilogy, in the Star Wars movie, that were better than in the Star Trek movie.
Uh-huh.
I think the Star Trek movie as a whole was better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Star Wars movie had cooler things in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, then Star Trek 2, he basically stole Wrath of Khan and just flipped it on its head, and then fucking lens flare out the ass. But
oh, yeah. There was lens flare in Star Wars 2, which I was like, is he gonna do it? And then he did it, I was like, fuck you, JJ, you piece of shit. You didn't have to do it.
He brought it down a little bit, like, he brought it back a little bit.
Well, but, like, we talked about it a little bit through text, like, when you're handed the sequel to the like the most beloved film franchise ever of all ages that is now owned by Disney, like one of the most powerful companies for creating things, period. And then you're told, and you need to keep a continuity we set up to make several more movies. You have to capture young audiences, old audiences. You have to pay homage to the original characters while also introducing new, very, very young, hip characters, because one's a woman and one's black. Like, we wouldn't figure that out. And we need to make a new Star Wars trilogy while paying all the respect to the old one, and you need to do that in, like, 2 hours. And I think he delivered, because comparing this to that abortion Jurassic World is such a cash grab of shit. And then Star Wars, you're like, okay, at least the person who made this, like, gets Star Wars a little bit.
Well, I haven't seen Jurassic World.
It's garbage. So, I hate it so much.
So, I haven't seen it, so I can't. But I can't respond to that.
Uh-huh. But you said...
One thing that I am tired of with the Star Wars thing is, like, basically, like, the Star Wars canon from episode 1 till now is basically, like, the fucking Godfather. It's all within one family.
Yeah, like, that's true.
And that's really annoying. When I found out that Kylo Ren was Han and Leia's son, I was like, fuck this. Like, fuck you, J.J. Abrams. Like, be creative. Like, fucking get creative. Like, why does it have to be their fucking son?
Why does it have, like, to be Skywalker? It always has to be Skywalker.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't always have to be. Like, uh-huh. There are others. The Darth Maul wasn't a fucking Skywalker. He was somebody different. That was at least cool. Like I can see, like, I watched the first two. I watched episode 1 and 2. They're garbage acting. But the stories are cool-ish.
Yeah.
There's some cool things in them.
There's a skeleton and, like, of something.
Yeah. Darth Maul wasn't a Skywalker. Why couldn't Kylo Ren be in someone different?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why couldn't it, like... And then who is that fucking huge-headed dude? Who is Voldemort?
That's
what I kept calling him throughout the more.
The Snoke. His name is just Snoke. I don't know where he came from or what he is.
Okay. Yeah. Why couldn't... Okay, that's fine. Like, I didn't get who he was. I was confused on that, but that's just because I was confused. Yeah. Okay, that's cool, because it's creative and different.
Uh-huh.
Why did Kylo Ren have to be Han's son? And then, we all know that chick is Luke's daughter.
That's something that I hope they come out and say it isn't. I'm hoping that happens.
It's going to be. Whose daughter is she going to...
It's so annoying.
The flashbacks that she had, the foreseen flashback she had, hints that it's Luke's daughter.
Or it's somebody's daughter. Maybe not Luke's.
It's Luke's daughter.
I like to think maybe it's... what I like to think it is, and maybe... You know what? I did predict that Harrison Ford wanted out, but that's just smart. I think, if it was my money, that is Kylo Ren's sister.
I just thought of that right now. That could be it, too.
And Han and Leia, once Kylo Ren butchered the Jedi Academy that Luke created... They're like,
I think Luke dropped her off. I think Luke maybe had both of them. And, like, maybe when that shit started going down, Luke took her and dropped her off somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they're hinting at that. But I don't see that happening. She's going to be Luke's daughter. And that's going to be annoying as fuck.
Yeah, it's...
But.
Because you texted me that you'd give it a B-, and then after thinking about it, you said C, I think. Solid
C-plus. C-plus.
C-plus. I think it's a solid B, because at the end of it, nothing made me, like, nothing made me annoyed or upset with it. Like, I could see, hey, Max, you know what you're doing? You're ruining a podcast right now. This is not how professionals do it.
Yeah, to you, it's solid. To me, like, the story was cool. Like, I like that the stormtroopers aren't machines anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought it was cool that they're, because from what I understand stormtroopers as is they were clones, right?
Well, yeah, they were.
Cause they were all clones of Ben Kenobi's dad.
No.
Not Ben Kenobi. Boba Fett's dad, Jango Fett.
Jango Fett. And then, I guess according to canon, when it got to the point where Darth Vader was in charge, they just started doing humans, and the First Order, like, takes babies. That's why they have so many.
Okay, so it changes, and then,
Yeah.
So I like that, and I like that because there's got to be one stormtrooper that realizes this shit's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like, got to be one.
Yeah, I mean, it took a really long time, and he just happened to be a black kid. But, like, you know, it was just like, at some point, someone's got to think this is fucked up, and they're going to bounce. So that was cool and different.
I'll say this, just because I want to say it out loud, because fuck all these, like, spoiler assholes. They've already spoiled the third act of Batman vs. Superman. Spoilers run this world.
How did they spoil that?
Have you seen it?
I can tell you what the third act of Batman vs. Superman is.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
It's just a big old pile of dog shit. That's all it's going to be. It's going to be Zack Snyder's shit.
Damn it. Kyle, let me get this point out. Let me get it out. No, it's this. Wow, I completely lost it. Thanks, Kyle. No, since we live in a spoiler-filled world, Kylo Ren is fucking the son of Princess Leia and goddamn Han Solo. He kills Han Solo, and the most touching part, which I didn't realize till now, when Chewie shot at Kylo Ren right after he killed Han, I just made the connection, oh, Chewie's like, fuck this guy, and like, he's like, you killed Han, you piece of shit. He also is doing that to the son of his best friend. Because Chewie has to know who Kylo Ren is. It's not like Chewie just doesn't hang out with Han when he's with family. So he actually shot at his best friend's kid, and he hit him, like, right in the shoulder, which means he could have hit him in the head.
Yeah.
So that's the weird part.
You just brought up a good point. Something that bugged me was when fucking Han was using the laser crossbow, and he kept saying, like, oh, I like this. Oh, I could get used to using this thing. Oh, this shit's the best. Oh, fuck, why haven't I been using this for the last 30 years? And it was like, go fuck yourself. Like, you would never say that. Han would never say that. Real Han Solo would never say that. You're telling me the dude who said, I know, after Leia said, I love you, would be like, oh, I love this crossbow. No, he wouldn't say that shit.
But
it's,
you know,
Han Solo.
But one line that I do think was very Han Solo was when the kid was like, we'll use the Force. And a dude who doesn't know how the Force works going, that's not how the Force works.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
I thought that was cool. I enjoyed that. I didn't like how he kept calling him, like, Big Deal or Mr. Big Deal or what's going on, Big Deal.
Well, he did that because of when he first met him, he's like, I'm kind of a big deal in the Rebellion. And he knew he was lying.
Yeah, but Han Solo wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Han Solo wouldn't make a quip of it.
But Kyle, and this is, we'll end on this because I want to get to one more point before you have to leave. Kyle, he would, because Han Solo is a dad now. It's dad jokes. Once you become a dad, no, your humor changes.
But he's not a dad, though.
He is. Kylo Ren is his son.
He's not a dad. He's a deadbeat dad.
No, he's not a deadbeat dad. His son tried to murder the universe, Kyle. You don't go talk to him.
Because they gave him away and said, leave us.
No, they gave him to the uncle to train. Okay, so...
No, I just read something before we started that they were talking about. There's a villain in the new Batman vs. Superman that's coming out. I'm trying to find what it was called, but there's like
Dark Side.
That he's in it. It starts with a D.
Dark Side. I just said it.
No.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Yep, Dark Side. Which
It can't be that stupid.
No, that his name is his name is Dirkseid. It's one word.
Dirkseid.
Do I just need to D A R K? It's just like it sounds, except side is S-E-I-D. It's very German, probably racist.
Yes, you're right, Dark Seed. Yeah. So, like, they spoiled that he's in it.
It's, right now, they're just, what they're trying to do is they're trying to build up the hype train of an Avengers movie, but without the good movies to begin it. So
Justice League.
What did I say?
You said Avengers.
Well, Avengers style.
Yeah. I think, yeah, the problem is they're doing too much. Like, they're forcing too much at once. They're, like, Avengers got the jump on them, and I feel they did it the right way, and they did it subtly by filling in all of these actors as, like, these things. And I feel DC is freaking out, and they're trying to force it. But, and it's just going to be 2 hours and 15 minutes of garbage.
I think, and I said this on the other podcast, which I have not named, I think what's going to happen is, I don't think the first half of this movie is going to be bad. I think the first half of this movie is going to be awesome. But then as we get to the third act, it's going to start taking the, what I like to call, cinematic universe turns, where it starts planting the seeds that, hey, get ready for 16 more movies that you're going to have to go see.
Well, they're already hinting that Aquaman's going to make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, like, you know, people are just saying it's not true, but he's going to pop up. They've already showed Wonder Woman's popping up.
They showed that the Green Lantern's girlfriend/wife is already in it, so.
Yeah, so.
It's sad. But, talking about Star Wars a little bit, did you see the reaction video where the guy who played Finn, the Stormtrooper, him reacting to the trailer? They sent him an early cut of the trailer, so he filmed himself watching it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, when you get time, you gotta watch it. Because basically, he's there with his friends, and they're watching it, and you hear the music. And if you watch the trailer, it's really, really, like, if you're a Star Wars fan or a fan of movies, it's really good. It's a good trailer. It starts hitting the beats, and his friends get more and more loud. And then it shows him with a lightsaber, and, like, everybody in the room loses their minds. And they start, like, moving, like, running around and falling all over each other. It's super cool.
I thought that
was
interesting, that he was using the lightsaber.
But he doesn't know the Force.
And he's not a Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
And he did, like, he handled his own for the time being to save that girl, to help that girl.
I thought it was good.
And I also think it's progressive of them, slash... I mean, I'm not hating on giving, like, women and minorities, like, power roles in movies.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And I think it's cool that they did it, but it was also kind of expected that the girl was going to have the Force this time and be the leader. But I thought Carrie Fisher was a zombie garbage the whole time. She basically was like, I don't know. You don't know, Han. Oh, Han, there was nothing we could have done about our son. I don't know. Like, it was just like, okay, Carrie, like, thanks for coming back. It was awesome. It's not like you put, like, your heart and soul into it. Like,
what's funny about this
10 fucking seconds of Mark Hamill's, like, his expression, he probably was, like, into that shit.
Yeah.
He probably told JJ, like, let's start filming the second one. Give me some lines. I'm fucking ready to go. Like, I'm ready to do this shit. Well, you, like, Carrie Fisher had, like, this whole storyline, and she was just monotone, like, garbage the whole time. It was like, it was, that was kind of, like, those were kind of sad, because it was like, oh, but there were some cool things about it. Like, I think Mark Hamill's going to bring the noise in the second one.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be rad, and I think it's going to be cool, but the first one, like, I don't have a huge boner over it like most people do.
And I don't have a boner either. That's our rating system, boner, no boner. I don't have a boner either, Kyle, because, well, if you really want to, like, get into it, the guy on Impractical Jokers, who does a podcast called Tell Him Steve Dave and What Say You, Brian Quinn, he's like a celebrity. Well, he even jokes at it. He's the celebrity who's come out and said he doesn't like Star Wars. And his reasons are, like, super valid. And I would recommend everybody look him up. I know there's been an article on it, but
why doesn't he like them?
Well, because he's also older, so, like, his Star Wars is the original trilogy. And he felt like this movie presents a world where all the victories of the first trilogy didn't matter at all. And Han Solo, even though he came out a winner, ends up like basically a deadbeat, like almost alcoholic seeming dad with his buddy. And Carrie Fisher is just kind of like, she like leads this army, but like, is she doing really doing a good job? And like, basically the way he said it was like, it makes it seem not as cool as the Star Wars he liked. So, but his opinion is his opinion. I don't want to like misquote it. Mm-hmm. But the reason I brought up that guy freaking out about that trailer, when you watch that guy, the actor who plays Finn, react to the Star Wars trailer, that's how I reacted the 5 times I watched the Keanu trailer with Keanu.
That show looks amazing.
It looks so funny.
The only thing I'm worried is that they're going to bastardize it and make sequels, but I hope those two say no.
Yeah, let's hope for sure.
Are just like, no, this is original, it's Keanu the cat, we're gone. Boom, we're done. We're going to drop the mic on it, and we're out, and we're going to start doing other shit. Because that shit looks amazing.
Yes, it does.
Like, fuck Batman versus Superman, fuck Civil War, fuck Angry Birds.
Don't fuck Deadpool. That looks funny.
Deadpool and looks good. Okay, I'm excited about Deadpool, yes. But at the same time, I'm very skeptical that it's going to be bad. It's either going to be, there's no middle ground with it, I feel from seeing the trailer, it's either going to be amazing, or it's going to be garbage.
It's either
going
to be boner or no boner.
Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is that they make fun of the fact that they use Deadpool and Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
There's like trailers, or like Ryan Reynolds doing media tours for it, and like making videos, and he talks about how he was in the... He was a Deadpool already.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Deadpool character, and he's making fun of the fact that he was so underused and wrongly used in the Wolverine movie, and they make fun of it. So that's... But, I don't know. It looks good, though.
It does look
good. The advertising campaign for it is unreal.
Yeah, they're murdering it. It's going to be funny. We're probably going to review it on the other show I'm on. Because once
Keanu looks like
dude,
shit.
I told Dad, I showed him the trailer, and he was laughing. And then I said, I think that's going to be like the new Hangover. Like the new comedy that comes out of nowhere, but everyone's going to quote it. Because it... God. What's so funny is like... Because Key and Peele is always like, they've made that joke like they're black, but they're not black enough for the super black gangster type dudes. So like, when there's a whole movie based on that, I was like, this is going to be so good. But
my favorite is when they're in the bar and he says like, yeah, and he says the N-word. He goes like, really?
He did this. And Keegan-Michael Key did this, which is what he does. He's so wiry. He goes, you went right to the N-word, and he did like a waterfall with his hand.
Right to the N-word.
It was so funny. It looks good. And then they put on these stupid voices when they talk to people. It doesn't make any sense. We're in the market for like a gangster pet, so.
What the, and then Method Man's just like, the fuck?
And the cat has a little do-rag and chains. When I saw the cat running in slow motion, I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never loved cats, and now I do.
Everyone loves a kitten, no one loves a cat, like.
We were talking a little bit about the Batman Superman, and I feel like that movie is going to, because here's the deal: enough people have seen it and already greenlit so much more of it, and most of it is like Batman based. Like, we're gonna get another Batman movie, and it looks like it might be prequels with like Robin and shit, but. More Batman means more possibility of good Batman, and we said the same thing about Chris Nolan's Joker in The Dark Knight when they made crazy decisions, and then it came out and it was awesome. So I think what we need to do, especially with this movie, is I think the first part of it's going to be pretty cool. The thing that's going to bother me is all the work that gets paid outside of this contained story to make you go, oh yeah, now we got to go see Aquaman. Now we got to go see Cyborg. Now we got to go see... fucking Wonder Woman standalone movie, when it's like, no, I wanted to see Batman versus Superman. That's what you told me we were here to see. So I want to see Batman fight fucking Superman, like, a lot. And I want it to look cool. If it looks like garbage, then that's another story. But I think it'll be decent enough until it gets to that shitty extended universe stuff.
Yeah, I just don't think DC's got it going on, but...
I think they could pull out... I think they're gonna pull out something cool with this Batman. A little something cool. It's not gonna be like... It's not gonna be a new Nolan Batman. That's for sure.
Like, well, the problem is I said it to my friend the other day, is they hitched... The DC hitched their wagon for their franchise to the wrong director.
But he's not gonna get all of them.
No, but to start it out, like, if you think about it, to start it out, Favreau did Iron Man.
And who did the Hulk? Who did the new... Well, Jim Norton was the Hulk, and he did... I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, but I don't remember who directed it, but Favreau did Iron Man, and, like, that transcended everything and kind of made it what it was.
And then, like, I didn't really like Thor, but Thor continued it, and Hulk continued it, and Captain America... I thought Captain America was original... Ish.
I liked Captain America because I knew nothing of the story of Captain America, and that told me the story of Captain America.
And then when, like, Norton wasn't going to work out with them, they, like, hired Ruffalo, who's like, Kyle, you don't like him, but he's he's very popular and very good. Oh, well. The guy who did The Incredible Hulk didn't do a lot of stuff I like, so we're not going to mention him. You know what? Just for old time's sake, and we're getting towards the end, because I thought it was a weird bunch of movies. You want to play Known for The Rock?
Okay.
The Rock. Because when I watched The Rundown today for the first time, that movie is awesome. Because it is The Rock, it is Sean William Scott, it is Christopher Walken, untethered, in an action comedy, and that is absolutely ridiculous. But it was funny as shit.
Okay, so The Rock would have to be...
The four known fours for The Rock.
Four known fours for The Rock.
And if you're gonna do sequels, you have to get the name right. And that's extremely important in this list.
I have to get the name right?
Yeah. You can't just say Fast and Furious. He was in three of them. And you can't say the third Mummy movie. That's a free...
Is it Fast and Furious 7?
No. No. That's one. I did this with my glasses so you couldn't see the reflections.
Fast and Furious?
He wasn't in the first Fast and Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious, isn't
that... He wasn't in that either.
No. Yeah, then I don't know the names of them.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Furious 7.
No. It wasn't. It's not the seventh movie at all.
I don't know how to say the sixth. I don't know the sixth one. I don't know what it's called.
It is the sixth one. It's called Fast and Furious 6. Congratulations. Oh,
okay. Fast and Furious 6.
Fucking A.
Escape to Witch Mountain.
No.
Pain and Gain.
No. Escape to Witch Mountain is not on there, surprisingly.
Pain and Gain?
No.
G.I. Joe Retaliation?
Yes.
San Andreas?
Yes.
I should have said San Andreas first because it was like a huge movie for him. The fourth one?
I gave you a huge hint earlier.
Oh, I don't know the name of the Mummy movie because who gives a fuck?
It's the Scorpion King.
Oh, that's right, the Scorpion King, because he was the Scorpion King for a while.
Yeah, I saw this list and I was like, those are like the worst Rock movies. It should be Fast and Furious 7, obviously.
Be cool.
Be cool. No, it be shouldn't cool. be. It shouldn't be 7 at all. There he's should be no Fast and Furious.
He's fucking funny and be cool.
He's also really good. Okay, so another thing. I'm doing the 366 movie challenge. I think I mentioned it the other podcast, but we're talking a lot about it on the other podcast, but I saw Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Have you seen Trainwreck?
No, I want to.
Okay, John Cena is in Trainwreck.
He's funny as fuck.
He is just as funny as The Rock could be in Be Cool. It's unreal.
I heard he's funny as fuck. I heard he kills it.
He kills it. LeBron James surprisingly kills it because he's not an actor. Marv Albert is in it. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck about Marv Albert.
Marv Albert's in it, and he's super funny.
What the fuck is Marv Albert doing in a movie?
It's very funny. You're gonna love it. But it is... Also, The Rock... Here's a list of things he's gonna do by, 2019. He's gonna do two Journey to the Center of the Earth movies.
Oh, I forgot he did those shits too.
He's gonna be in Baywatch, Fast 8, Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart, and Shazam.
But yeah. Central Intelligence will probably be funny.
It looks funny. It does look
Baywatch,
funny.
Baywatch, I mean, I don't know.
A lot of dudes will go see it because they're idiots. Hey, bro, hot chicks. Speaking of hot chicks, I saw The Boy. If you like Lauren Cohan in underwear, it's a great movie. If you like horror movies, it's whatever.
Good to know.
That's just... you know what? I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but I'll just tell you this. I just finished my 29th movie. I am at 3,298 minutes of movies so far this year. I haven't done the math on what that is, but let me do it on air, because people love mathematics. It's one of the few things everybody universally loves on podcasts, and I'm only saying that so I actually can put this into my calculator and come out with 54 hours. Anyway, what's up with you? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? What's happening?
School started.
How's that? Great?
It's pretty rad for a second day of classes was canceled today because of the blizzard that happened. I finished the first season of Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was amazing.
I heard it's very good.
It was so good.
You didn't have to do that. We're almost going to be done fairly soon.
How do I know?
Oh. Also, that's news. Dad says he wants to be on certain episodes of NYPD Blue Balls if it's a good Sipowitz episode.
Yeah, I'm down.
So,
I'm totally okay with that. I would watch all of Daredevil if I were you. It's really good. Because, spoiler alert, the first 9 episodes, he's not Daredevil.
Well, then it's not Daredevil, Kyle.
But it's him getting to that point.
You can't see my face, but that's not Daredevil, Kyle.
But it's him getting to that point of being, of becoming, and like, they I don't know the canon of it from the comic books, but I feel like they followed the comic books pretty well.
Well, that's cool.
Because, like, Stick's in there, and I remember them talking about Stick from other comics, from other talks of Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
That his dad was a boxer, you know, all that shit, and, like, his best friend Foggy and all that shit. Like, it's really good and it's really well done, and the acting isn't the greatest, but it's not bad. But the story is what carries it. I feel like it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and the same thing happened with this goddamn Making a Murderer show. People don't realize that when you have to watch a movie for every day of the year and you haven't banked 100 on the first day.
Okay, can I say something about Making a Murderer?
Yeah, sure.
That shit's boring as fuck. Me and Maria watched the first 2 episodes, and we had... Okay, so, Maria hadn't seen The Jinx. We just finished The Jinx, like,
Jinx is
2
very
weeks
good.
Ago.
The Jinx, yeah, but The Jinx is HBO. It's on Netflix.
But we just finished The Jinx 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And then we jump into Making a Murderer, and I'm like, okay, The Jinx is 6 episodes. Like, there's no need to have this be 10 episodes. The first, the second, this episode are so long and so drawn out and so fucking boring. It was like, oh my god, like, this guy's not that interesting. You don't need 10 episodes about this guy, Steve Avery. Like, no. Like, his story's not like, what? Like, it was just, it's boring as fuck. It's so,
well, Kyle,
so boring.
Have you considered the possibility that they're building up the platform of which to place everything on top of it? Because I do know this about Making a Murderer. When it does kick in, because Dad was watching it and I came in, once it does kick in, every couple minutes you start learning more shit about what happens, and it seems insane. And I think, well, they just have to establish the base of who he is so you don't get lost in the rest of the episodes. But, I mean, it could just be that, and you're not taken with it. I don't know. I haven't watched it at all. I've been busy watching movies like Cobra and Top Gun, which was the gayest movie I've ever seen.
I've never seen Top Gun. I've seen Cobra, though.
Oh, man. You're really missing out. It's on Netflix, Kyle. And if you got
I was shocked to hear that you have never seen Jaws.
I've never seen it all the way through. Like, I saw some scenes, but I've never seen it from beginning to end.
I told you a movie to watch. I also told you another movie to watch, didn't I?
I think so.
I texted you.
I forgot.
And you said it was on the list, but I forgot too. But I just watched an... Oh, was it Shawshank Redemption? Did I tell you to watch that?
Well, no, I've seen that a billion times.
No, it wasn't that. It was something old that I watched, and I was like, damn, this shit was good. I don't remember.
It's, well, what I'm learning, 29 movies in, I'm starting to learn what makes a good movie and what makes a bad movie.
Uh-huh.
And why movies hold up. And it's really funny to get all these suggestions and then to watch movies that people just kind of say, yeah, I kind of like that. And then you realize, yeah, you kind of like it because it's shitty. It's not good.
Have you seen any of the Alien movies?
Not yet. I think...
Watch the first two. I own them. They're fucking... They're good.
I think during... That's the month after the one I'm talking about. I think during October, I'm going to try and just do a shit ton of horror movies I haven't seen. Because I haven't seen a lot of horror movies, because horror movies scared me, which makes sense.
Alien is really good, like, it's really well written, and it's just, for the time, it's like, if you think about when it came out, it's like, oh shit, this is actually really innovative and cool. And then, I think I watched, have you ever seen the original Terminator?
I have. I might have to rewatch it, but I know I have seen it, so I'm not going to count it. But yeah.
Because I had seen the original. I like remember watching it, but I don't remember it. And then I watched it, and for the time that it came out, I was like, wow, this is actually kind of like super creative and innovative and like different. But it was cool.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we'll continue to talk about it later. I think when we do Blue Balls, we'll sneak in some stuff that's happening right then, just because we always end up talking about other stuff just by conversation. But I will say, what makes a movie good usually is if it can be put into any time period. Like, I think about Jaws. Jaws could happen at any time, with any technology, yeah, with any town, though it has to be on the water, but it can happen in any time. Just like, I feel like, with a movie that I just watched, Trainwreck could happen any time too. And it's just the roles are reversed in a standard, like, douchebag romantic comedy. So, like, movies that are good could happen in any time, like Jaws. What was another great... Highlander? Highlander's a fantastic movie. Have you seen Highlander?
I've never seen Highlander.
First off, I wasn't excited about it, and then in the title credits it said, all music done by Queen, and I was like, okay, it's time to put this in the memory banks. And sure enough, it was a fantastic movie. Pretty stupid, but fantastic.
I haven't finished all of the Apes movies.
Oh, yeah. I think some of those were innovative for the time, for sure, when I look at the years.
I just watched Planet, and then I was like, fuck Charlton Heston, I can't do this.
He's barely even in Escape, and then he's not in it for the rest of them. So you only have to deal with like him for like maybe 10 more minutes. And then he dies, so you don't really have to worry about it at all. Also, have you seen Inside Out?
Pixar movie?
Yeah.
No, I haven't yet.
It's very good.
I also heard Daddy's Home is really funny.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
From a lot of people, it's really funny.
I heard that. I heard Bad Grandpa tanked. I heard people said it was bad.
Who?
Bad Grandpa.
Yeah. Did you see the trailers for that garbage?
I thought it looked kind of funny.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Whatever. Out of all of the shit that you talk shit on, you thought Bad Grandpa looked kind of funny?
I did. I apologize. I have a sense of humor. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Raging Bull. I asked you if you had seen Raging
Bull. Oh, I haven't seen Raging Bull. I gotta watch that.
But dude, are you, like, I think it was at Hulu? I forgot, one of the streaming services, every commercial was, I think, fucking Bad Grandpa. And after, like, the 30th time of seeing that commercial, I was like, dude, fuck you, De Niro. Like, you're better than this. Like, you don't need to be doing this shit. Like, just do indie movies and go home. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
They put wiener dogs on the cups of wiener schnitzel.
There's no wiener schnitzel out here.
There's no In-N-Out either. Had some of that today. Had some In-N-Out.
There's no Jack in the Box either.
Oh, man. I wouldn't survive with that kind of fast food game.
You know what we do got, though? We got fucking White Castle, bitch.
Fuck White Castle. It was a part of that shitty movie everybody likes for some reason.
Yeah, I never got Harold and Kumar.
Well, anyway, it's over the time you allotted.
Yeah.
You should probably get back to your homework.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys are listening to this, the Twitter is back up again. I did reinstate it because I figured why not. You don't have to follow it, but it's kind of embarrassing that it's only being followed by me and the other shit I control on Twitter. Which is fine, I guess. I don't know. I'll keep it up because that's what shows do, but we're not like most shows.
No, this is the last one.
Well, the last normal one.
Yeah, now we're just going to be talking about NYPD Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because I feel like someone's dad's age should have a podcast talking about NYPD Blue.
But you know what, Kyle? It took us. It took our minds to watch the show and realize this needs to be talked about. We're pioneers.
It's a good show. The first two seasons are really good.
Yeah. Well, it has what's his face? It has the ginger guy.
Yeah, but he, like, I don't like him, but he's not bad. Like, we'll talk about it. Like,
we'll get into it. I guess that'll be a lot of the first season is me going, I don't like this, and you going, yeah, I do. You know what Dad said? You know what Dad said? And he'd be great to have on some of the shows. He's like, the best part of season one is David Schwimmer. And I was like, what? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the whole Sipowitz trying to not become, like, trying to, like, turn his whole life around. All he knows is being an alcoholic. Yeah, that's not interesting at all. But fucking Jew boy with a gun is fucking awesome. Yeah. Oh,
racist.
So cool.
Kyle's racist. Hey, Kyle, so you're voting Trump, I hear, with talk like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anywho, so, well.
Definitely voting for that fucktard. If that guy wins, I'm leaving.
I don't think he could possibly win, but maybe he does. I don't know.
If fucking Hillary Clinton wins, I'm leaving. That bitch sucks too, man.
If you're interested in anything that we're doing, Asher Bros Pod, I am at Kirk Has Glasses, and the other show is called Apathetic Gentleman. If you go to Apathetic Pod, which does read like a pathetic pod, it was on purpose. Apathetic Pod.
What do you guys talk about on this podcast?
It's a new thing every week. The first week, I talk about the conspiracy theories behind Little Giants. Yeah, I have some. You should listen to it. Or I can go over it here. Okay, I'll give you a tease. Go to the first episode of Apathetic Gentlemen.
Okay.
Little Giants. One, it has the most progressive female character in 90s, early 90s cinema. Icebox. Who is a character not motivated by a man who does exactly what she wants and in the end doesn't listen to anybody and follows her own convictions and wins the movie.
Okay.
For a group of dudes, by the way, that she is superior than physically. Also, the entire movie is showing that nerds and people who are intellectually stimulated are better people than jocks through the interplay of Rick Moranis and Ed O'Neill as brothers who are, one's a nerd and one's a jock. Because Ed O'Neill has such a terrible grasp of reality and a terrible teacher and treats children and his family terribly, while Rick Moranis does the exact opposite and ends up winning because of his good teaching techniques as well as his all-around being a better person, And the entire movie is underscored by a explanation of chaos theory, because all those characters win the final game because little tiny things happen throughout the movie that's beyond their control to help them win the game. It's all in that episode, episode one of Apathetic Gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a look at it, because yeah, that's a lot for little giants, man.
One time, Kyle. That's all you need to know. Watch Little Giants one time. The one time speech. Rick Moranis is at the epicenter of the entire plot of the movie, which is one time we could be better than the jocks physically because we're better than them all the other times. One time we can beat them at their own game, but we beat them everywhere else.
We.
It's a good movie. Little Giants. It's on Amazon Instant, so if you have Amazon Instant and you haven't watched it, then you failed. Because Rick Moranis and Ed O'Neill are bitching in it.
Okay. I would say I really don't have anything other than watch Daredevil and watch Superstore. That shit's funny, too. Superstore's really funny.
Have you heard anything about Angie Tribeca? I think Angie Tribeca's going to be my new comedy.
It's supposed to be like
The Naked Gun.
It kind of feels like it's what Paul Scheer does. The
NTSF. Damn it, I can't eat this when the mic's on.
NTSF SV, whatever. Like, it kind of feels like it's just a copy of that. So
it isn't, because it's more classic Naked Gun as opposed to, I don't know. I think they would be different based on what I've seen of Paul Scheer show, but that's just me. Like, it seems like Steve Carell's going in a more Naked Gun direction than an Adult Swim direction.
No, I'm not saying that isn't like I've seen it, and I'm saying they stole that idea. It just, that's what it looks like to me. But there was that scene. There was that funny scene. I can't explain it. But like, the police commissioner's on like, the police commissioner's on like a megaphone or something, and he's like, "Alright guys, we got someone super hostile there, we have a PE teacher," and then all of a sudden this big red ball comes and hits him in the face. He's like, "Ah, damn it, I'm out." That was pretty funny.
I was like, I was at the theater watching something today, and they had that first look where they play like commercials. It's just a way to play commercials before your movie. But they were playing an Angie Tribeca feature, and Rashida Jones was like, well, no, this other guy who's one of the police, policemen, he's like, "Yeah, I'm a detective, and my partner's a dog." And they show him, and the dog's at a desk with a mouse. And then Rashida Jones go, "Yeah, we don't even talk about the fact that it's a dog. Like, it rides with people, it drives, it uses the computer, but it's just a real deal dog."
Okay, I'll have to. It's made by Steve Carell and his wife.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll have to check it out then.
And they, the thing they said was Angie Tribeca is a name that they came up with, like, thinking about those ridiculous, like, cop shows, like the Chicago PD, and everyone's trying to be Law and Order. They're trying to be NYPD Blue again, but they can't be. Like, what's the most ridiculous name? It's like Angie Tribeca. So
I'll have to check it out. I've seen they did like a 25-hour marathon of all the episodes on something. So.
On TBS, yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, I think, you know what? I think I'm just going to sit back down and eat, talk to Dad, and then I think I'm going to watch Point Break on my new 4K TV.
What does that mean?
You know what a 4K TV is?
You got a new TV?
Yeah. My store liquidated the entire home theater department.